squad will over center on a second and five. Collapsion rolling right, looking, throws across the middle, completes it over. He touches it at the 20, down to the 15, to the 10, the foul. Touchdown, Mike Eagle. Crowd throw, they give up the middle, shot, he's in the big hole, he goes in. Touchdown, it's a third touchdown of the game. Crowd play action, rolling to the inside, throwing, and he has Krasinski, he covers the 5, he takes it down, and gets tackled in the end zone. Touchdown.
It was 2 years ago tomorrow that Middletown defeated Elizabethtown at Hershey Park Stadium for the District 3 AAA Championship. Tonight, the Blue Raiders are on the same field against another Lancaster Lebanon League team, the Mannheim Central Barons. Tonight's game is being brought to you by Rhodes Pharmacy, Smitty's Restaurant, Glassmeyer Printing, R.L. Mason's Garage, Lehman Cleaners, Newcomer Oil, and by Kramer Oldsmobile Honda. Tonight's engineer is John Cooper. The studio producer is Jason Swarthout. Now to Hershey Park Stadium for tonight's matchup between Middletown and Mannheim Central on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Very pleasant. Good evening to everyone. John Wilsbach, Andy Hoover, Steve Leedy, Sweeney Murdy, and Todd Brewaker, the Mannheim Central Barons, come from the end zone all the way down to the near side. Middletown is out stretching on the far side of the field. We'd like to apologize. We are clearing up some technical levels, and we're going to lower our levels just a little bit for those listeners, and that way we can have a clearer sound, so you might have to tweak your radio up just a bit to give you the best quality sound we can here at Hershey Park Stadium. The Middletown Blue Raiders are making a return after 2 years. They won the district championship in 86. Last year, McDevitt won it. Middletown is back again here in 1988. And what a great game we're expecting tonight. Middletown has not faced Mannheim Central the last several years. In fact, Mannheim Central hasn't been in the playoffs in quite a while. In fact, the last time that they were in the playoffs was back in 1982. They lost in the semis to York Suburban. If you're not familiar with Mannheim Central, they are the Lancaster Lebanon League Section 2 champions. Their first section title since 1982. They're coached by Mike Williams. He has a overall record of 59-20-3. Todd Brubaker's on the field with the WMSS wireless microphone. He is soon set to go out onto the 50-yard line as we will have the coin toss, which incidentally has already taken place, but they will go over the information once again as the captains will meet at the 50-yard line. We are sitting on the Mannheim Central side of the football field. Middletown is on the far side of the field. Both sides bringing a healthy crowd. Middletown probably a bit more on the far side of the field. And again, Mannheim Central is on the near side. The Blue Raiders are going out right now, and it's Scott Souders, Brian Biesecker, and Mike Dagan, the captains, and also joining them is Mike Zuby. Now let's go out to the 50-yard line and hear what the captains and the officials have to say.
Check hands again, please.
By linebackers.
Gentlemen, hold your ground for a minute. I want to introduce the other officials this evening. Give me a chance. Back turnaround, fellas. On your left, Mr. Gerner. Mr. Lenarziak. Mr. Karaski. Mr. Lubas. Mr. Holtzman. My name again is Mr. Juris. I'll be the referee. We got our details all straightened out, right? You won the toss.
You lost the toss, right?
So I'm going to indicate right now the winner of the toss will be receiving in this direction.
That is Middletown.
Let's have a good ball game.
Okay, so Middletown has won the toss. They will receive. Mannheim Central will be kicking off. The Middletown Blue Raiders are wearing the white jerseys with the gold and blue trim. They are wearing the gold pants with the blue and white trim, or rather the blue and white trim. Mannheim Central is wearing the all maroon jerseys and pants with the silver and white trim. They kind of look like the uniform of Mechanicsburg Wildcats.
So it's going to be interesting to see which team is actually ready to play this game. Mannheim Central, watching them in pre-game drills, they are really fired up for this game. And Middletown, well, they don't seem as fired up. And last week against Juniata, they didn't seem to have much emotion at all until Mike Dagan broke a nice long pass reception in about the middle of the first quarter. So they should come out fired up. Mannheim Central certainly is. Now we have the playing of our national anthem.
Kramer Oldsmobile Honda.
Okay, we remind our listeners, Sweeney Murdy is on the Mannheim Central sideline with the wireless microphone. Todd Brubaker is on the Middletown sideline, which is on the far side of the field with the WMSS wireless microphone. I'm John Wilsbach, joined in the booth by Andy Hoover and Steve Leedy on the Blue Raiders Sports Network. We welcome along all those listeners who tune in week from week and listen to the Blue Raiders on WMSS. And, of course, tonight's game is being tape delayed on WKBO 1230 AM. You'll be able to hear it after the Hershey Impact game, and we welcome along those listeners at a later hour. Middletown will be receiving. They will be receiving from the north end of the field, and they will be going from our left to right. Mannheim Central has teed up the football, and the Barons will be kicking. Kevin Gantz lines up the football on the 40 as the Barons get ready to kick it away from right to left at 91.1 on your FM dial. There's the kick, a nice long end-over-end kick taken by Everly at the 10. Out of the 15, right up to the middle, to the 20, to the 25, big hole, to the 30, 35, 40, 45, close midfield, he's going all the way, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Scott Everly, 90-yard touchdown return, the Raiders lead it.
Everly quiets all the doubters about his status as far as the injury is concerned. Last week he did nothing against Juniata, bam, cuts right through the middle, it was just a matter of blocking. The Middletown special teams just opened up a hole and he was gone.
Oh, he did the locomotion right down the field.
Mannheim Central player down on the field around the 25. Now Pete Fox going out to look at him.
Scott Everly, who had a 99-yard kickoff return on the opening kickoff against Redland, has made this one a 90-yard kickoff return. And boy, have the Raiders opened it right off the bat. And, what excitement.
That was the first thing I thought of when I saw that, John. That Redland game, first thing. Of course, the Patriots eventually won that game.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't think Everly's hip pointer isn't bothering him that much tonight, if that's an early indication of what he's going to do. Everly, of course, with a hip pointer, did not play much last week. And Scott Everly has been seeing whirlpool duty all week long, about 15 to 20 minutes or so in the whirlpool before each practice, and felt a little bit better. Mike Dagan was suffering from a slight groin pull, and he seems to be a little bit better going into tonight's game, says so Dennis Etze. Now they're helping up the injured Mannheim Central player out around the 24.
John, I think it might be Mike Fair for Mannheim Central, number 62. We'll have to see if we can see that.
That is correct. Mike Fair is now standing, and a few of the coaches and trainers are tending to him around the 24, and now he's getting some help off the field.
And Fair usually starts at inside linebacker for Mannheim Central, so they miss him.
And one has already gone down for Mannheim Central, and we have seen that so many games this year early in the game where Middletown has made some real tough hits right off the bat, and I do not think it looks good for Fair coming back into this game because they are favoring his left leg, his left knee, or his left ankle, one of the two. Middletown going for the extra point conversion. Brad Kleinfelder, there's the snap, the hold, the kick is up, partially touched, and it's no good. Somebody partially tipped it, and it went to the left a little bit, and it is no good.
Looks like Rob Mumville was on there in there for the Barons. He only had a finger on it.
So it's 6-0 Middletown, 11:46 to play here in the opening quarter from Hershey Park Stadium. Tonight's game is being brought to you by R.L. Mason's Garage, Smitty's Restaurant, Lehman Cleaners, Kramer Oldsmobile Honda, Newcomer Oil, Rhodes Pharmacy, and Glassmeyer Printing. Middletown will be kicking from left to right. Kleinfelder is to tee it up at the 40. Mannheim Central standing at about their own 8-yard line.
Well, John, this is what I've been wanting to see, the defense from Middletown. Last week, they did not have a real good game against Juniata. They only did give up 7 points, but this is a much stronger offense in Mannheim Central.
Kleinfelder with the kick. End over end. It's going to be taken at the 8. Cutting to the near side is Darryl Brown. Goes to the far side. He gives off to a player, Eisenhower. Eisenhower's going to be tackled around the 24 and taken down to 25. So they tried a little trick play on the reverse to the near side and only gave him about a few extra yards on the play.
Eisenhower had a chance to go to the outside, but he didn't. Now they're trapped down there on the 25.
Mike Fair was the player hurt for Mannheim Central. Let's go down the field to Sweeney Murdy.
All right, John. He ended up getting a helmet to him. And it's questionable whether or not he'll be back.
Okay, helmet to the knee, and Fair is questionable whether he'll be back. Meanwhile, Central gives on the right side. And Barthow picks up about 3 yards on the carry. Check that, 2 yards. It'll bring up a 2nd and 8 for Mannheim Central. The Barons this time break out on a split to the far side. Baxter in the eye. Slant pass right across the middle, complete for a first down. Bartow finding wide receiver Eric Schaub.
That's one of those passes that works often. A lot of times the cornerback gives the receiver a cushion, and he just goes down about 5 yards from the line of scrimmage, cuts back in and makes the catch. Now Mannheim Central with the first down.
First and 10 for the Barons. They have a football on their own 39. Backs are in the eye. Split near side, wide to the far side. Barthow back to pass. He's rolling right, looking, throws the right sideline, and he overthrows the intended receiver of Eric Stouch.
Stouch had a nice, good cushion from Scott Everly, and Everly just got back in almost in time, but the pass overthrown, so it didn't really matter much. 2nd and 10 for Mannheim Central.
The backs for this team are Daryl Neville, who has over 1,000 yards rushing this season, and Sean Bartow, brother of Tim Bartow, the quarterback. And again, backs are in the eye, and they got a slot to the right side this time. Bartow, they give straight up the middle, and spinning around is Sean Bartow, and he only picks up about 2 yards on the carry. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 8 for the Barons.
Good job by Scott Downers doing what he often does, comes into the line of scrimmage and stuffs the run up the middle. Only a 2-yard gain for the Barons.
3rd and 9 for the Barons. 10:13 remaining first quarter. 6-0 Middletown on a Scott Everly 90-yard kickoff return. Now we've got an official's timeout on the field. And I don't know what the call is going to be down there.
This is my guy.
We shall see. I think they're going to have Doc Connor come across. Let's go down on the Middletown sideline. That's where the talk is, and Todd Brubaker's down there.
Well, what's happening right now, Doc Connor's going over to the other sideline at the request of the officials, so it must be a pretty serious injury. Back to you.
And Fair is down still. He's sitting at the Mannheim Central bench on the near side. Of course, Sweeney Murray told us that it is an injury to the left knee. It's a 3rd and 8 for Mannheim Central on their own 41. Single setback. Bartow back to pass, looking, throws across the middle. Almost intercepted by Brian Biesecker. He got a hand on it, knocked it away, incomplete. And the punting unit comes on for the Barons. So Middletown will go back to receive the punt. They bring in Scott Everly and Mike Dagan. Both will be standing at about their own 28. Mannheim Central and Sean Bartow punting from his own 28. Low snap. He gets it up. Nice high spiral. Fair catch called by Dagan. He lets it bounce, and it goes all the way down to about the 22. And that's where the Raiders will take possession of the football. 9:45 remaining, first quarter, 6-0, Middletown leading Mannheim Central.
22-yard line, first and 10, still down. Dagan lucky on that punt, too, because it nearly scraped his body. Would have been a fumble.
Mannheim Central uses a combination of defenses, mainly a 4-4, and that's what they're going to start with this time. Middletown has first and 10 on its own 22. Wing near side, split far side, backs are split. Souders and Everly. They give to Everly on the end around. Cuts off right end. Up to the 25, to the 30. Scrambles up to the middle and picks up the first down at the 33 to the 34.
Good job by Chris Clouser. Opened up the hole for Everly and knocked off a Mannheim Central Baron defender. Give Everly the first down.
So it's a first down on the 34. Scott Everly decided not to take it on the end around. He decided to follow some blocks off right end. And Middletown breaks out of the huddle. First and 10, Souders, Everly split in the backfield. Todd Kleinfelder is the split man to the near side. Wing far side is Dagan. In motion is Everly to give Souders off left tackle. He gets tripped up at the 35 and falls down at about the 38. Picks up about 3, and it's going to bring up a 2nd and 7. Let's go back down to Sweeney Murray on the Mannheim Central sideline.
Thanks, John. Just talking to Mike Fair, and he said that he feels okay. They're not icing right now, okay? Doc Conrad from Middletown sideline was over, looked at it, and I talked to Mike. I said, he's coming back in. He said, as soon as they let me.
Okay, we'll see if they let him. 2nd and 7 for the Raiders. On their own 38, backs are split. They give to Everly on the end around. Tries cutting off right end, but he slipped in the backfield. He lost about 2 yards on the carry. Fell down at about the 37, and it will bring up a 3rd and 8 for Middletown.
That play didn't really like it had, looked like it had much of a chance of going anywhere anyway. Chad Drewer, when he gave the handoff to Everly, slipped, almost lost the ball. Everly able to keep possession. Now it's a 3rd and 8 for Middletown.
8:01 remaining in the first quarter, 6-0 Middletown on a Scott Everly kickoff return touchdown, point after failed. 3rd and 8 for the Raiders on their own 37. Backs are split, wing far side, split near side. Dagan in motion from far side to near side. Now we've got an official's timeout or a penalty.
Delay of game against Middletown.
And it's a delay of game against Middletown. We will remind our listeners we are patched in to the official referee, and we'll be finding out a lot about some of the penalties this evening. 7:47 remaining first quarter, 6-0 Middletown. Brings up a 3rd and 13, Middletown with the football on their own 32. Wing far side, split near side, backs are split. Dagan in motion to the near side. Chad Durr, the quarterback, gives on a counter. Everly in the backfield, gets tripped up at the 34 and taken down at the 36. He's going to be 8 shy of a first down, and the punting unit will come in for Middletown.
Seems early, John, that Dennis has a little tentative about going towards Mannheim Central secondary. seemed like a passing down there, but he decided to run instead. Of course, as we mentioned before, Mahon Central, 23 interceptions on the season.
Back deep to receive is Neville, or check that, Waltman, and also Gantz. Here's a snap to Hamilton, a low wobbly punt, bounces at the 38, all the way inside the 30, and it's going to be downed at the 28. Timeout on the field will take one as well. 7:04 remaining first quarter, Middletown 6. And Manheim Central nothing on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
R.L. Mason's Garage of Fulling Mill Road proudly supports Middletown Athletics. R.L. Mason's Garage does major or minor repairs of diesel or gasoline trucks and even service emergency apparatus. That's R.L. Mason's Garage on Fulling Mill Road in Middletown.
Welcome back. First and 10 for Manheim Central, and they give on the end around the near side, and Darryl Neville gets stopped as he tried sweeping. It will bring up a second and 10 for the Barons. Manheim Central breaks it out. Backs are in the eye. They have a slot to the far side. Bartow, they give off right tackle. And the give is to his brother, Sean Bartow. And he picked up about 2 yards on a carry, third and 8.
John just informed that Mike Fair, who would be starting as the inside linebacker for Manheim Central, will be coming back in the second quarter. He'll sit out the rest of the first.
Third and 8, Manheim Central on its own, 29, backs are in the eye. Bartow straight back to pass. He's got heavy pressure and he throws. It's intercepted at the 40. Down to the 30, to the 25, and tackled at the 18-yard line. I can't see who it is, but Middletown intercepts it. Ernie Folds picks it off.
His second interception in 2 weeks. He had one last week, had a chance at two last week. Intended receiver was Ginder. He slipped, and Folds stepped right in front. Middletown, first and 10 at the 18 of Manheim Central.
And just as Bartow got rid of that football, he took one heck of a nasty hit from Scott Souders. Middletown defense coming up big. The Raiders have it first and 10 on the Manheim Central 18. Backs are Souders and Everly. The Raiders have wing split far side in motion. Everly, the give Souders. Belly dive off left guard, and he pushes his way forward for a gain of 5. It will bring up a second and 5 for the Raiders. They're going to spot the ball down to about the 13 of Manheim Central. We'll call it second and 6.
John, it's still early in the game, but this could be a big series if Middletown should capitalize on this turnover.
4:55 remaining first quarter, 6-0 Middletown. Raiders have a second and 6 on the 14 of Manheim Central. Backs are split. Wing left side. Fumble on the play, and Souders comes back and falls on it for Middletown. It looked like the give was supposedly to Souders, and he couldn't hold on. Todd Brubaker had a better view down there on the field. Todd, what'd you see?
Well, exactly what you just said. The handoff was missed, and the ball got on the ground. Unfortunately, Scott fell on it right before Manheim Central defender did, so that brings up third and about 7 yards now.
Yeah, they lose a yard then on the play. Third and 7. They're going to mark the ball on the Manheim Central 15. Clock continues to count at 4:16, first quarter, 6-0 Middletown. Backs are split, wing to the near side, split to the left side. In motion is Dagan. The give, play action. Durr throws across the middle. He has a man, complete touchdown. Scott Everly, 15-yard touchdown pass, and Everly right across the middle, and the Raiders lead 12-0. Everly came out of the backfield, and the Raiders are starting to open it up. Let's go down the field to Sweeney Murdy on the near side.
John, what that was, Mike Dagan looked like he was going to get it. It worked to perfection by Durham and Everly.
Extra point kick coming up. Kleinfelder, no, it's going to be a fake. Chad Durham's going to keep it. He throws in the end zone. What a great catch by Mike Dagan! Durham threw it so far out in front of him, and Dagan just grabbed it with one hand and flipped in.
was a great...
Sweeney, you got to stand still, please.
It was a great by Dagan moving out one-handed, and I really don't think it was a fake. The snap looked like it hit the ground a little bit. I don't think Dirt wanted to take the chance with it and decide to see what he could do.
Oh, my goodness. We've seen him do so many acrobatic things this season. I mean, almost falling to the ground and pushing himself up with one hand and continuing on. And what a heck of a grab. Middletown leads 14-0. 4:03 remaining first quarter. Just a bad snap on that one, and Durr could have ran it in if he wanted to. I don't know.
That's what I thought he was going to do, Johnny.
Yeah.
He had a nice big hole, just could have outran into the corner. He decided to pass. Middletown now leading 14-0.
Kleinfelder kicking from our left to right. And the eyes of the football, boots it end over end. This one's going to be a little bit short. It's going to be taken at the 20 by Central, running up the middle of 25 and crushed hard and then spun around by 1, 2, 3 Middletown players is David Stover, and the Barons will have 1st and 10 with the football on their own 31-yard line.
I think as soon as Stover was about to take off, Russ Johack could just nail him and spun him around. And that helped them slow Stover up. And other Middletown defenders came on to help out.
John Wilsbach along with Andy Hoover, Steve Leedy on the field with the microphones are Sweeney, Murdy, and Todd Brubaker. Manheim Central back split, Bartow back to pass, looks across the middle, now throws a nest out of the reach, incomplete. He was looking for a pass right across the middle to Eric Shaw, but he threw it just too far in front of him.
Bartow just waited a little bit too long. Shaw was open for about 3 seconds before Bartow chose to throw. And by that time, Middletown was able to get there. He had to throw to the inside. Shaw not able to come down with the reception.
So it brings up a 2nd and 10 for the Barons. Backs are in the eye. Bartow and Neville. The quarterback is Tim Bartow. Slot to the right. Bartow back to pass. Looking right. Looking. Throws long down the middle. He has a man, but just out of the reach of Greg Ginder around the 30-yard line. And we've got a flag down on the near side. And I don't know what the call's going to be. It's going against Manheim Central. So it will be a holding call against Manheim Central. A lot of time back there to Bartow. And, of course, sometimes when you get a lot of time, it's because somebody might just be holding. Let's go down the field to Todd Brubaker on the Middletown sideline.
Well, John, the reason Middletown is not getting to the quarterback is they're only rushing 3 and 4 guys. The rest of the guys are dropping back in zone defenses, but that time there was holding on the play.
The penalty is declined by Middletown. It will bring up a 3rd and 10 for the Barons with the football on their own 31.
John, Todd mentioned about Middletown defenders driving back into the zone. That certainly should help them. Secondary, been a lot of question marks this season.
This time they come out in a trips formation with a single setback. 3rd and 10. The rush is on. Souders got him. Oh, he sacked him at the 20. Souders saw the trips. He came in from the middle linebacker position, came right in, and Bartow wasn't even set up. He was still running back to set the pass up, and he got him from behind. Scott Souders with the super sack, and Manheim Central has to punt it. Brings up a 4th and 20 for the Barons, and Bartow punts from his own 15, a nice high spiral. It's going to be taken with a fair catch by Everly at his own 40, and that's where the Raiders will start.
I don't know if everybody should have called a fair catch on that one, John. Manheim Central wasn't within about 8 yards of him. He might have been able to take off and try to get some gain, but still Middletown has a fairly good field position at their own 39.
With a victory tonight, the winner will play next Saturday afternoon in Allentown at Bethlehem Liberty High School against most likely Berwick, the Region 1 champion. It's a 1st and 10 for Middletown. They have a football on their own 39. Backs are split. They give to Everly on the end around. Cuts off right end. Cuts to the outside. Takes a hit at the 41. Spins at the 42. And he's down at the 43. 14-0. Middletown leading Manheim Central with 2:42 remaining in the first quarter. Everly picked up four that time, and it's going to bring up a second and six.
Chris Clouser again doing a good job opening up a hole for Everly. Second time around on this right side that he's done that.
Second and six for Middletown. They come out with a slot to the left. That's Dagan and Kleinfelder. They give to Souders, running to the outside at the 45, takes a hit, ducks off another man, gets tripped up at the 45, still standing. Out across midfield and taken down inside Mannheim Central Territory at the 49.
Mike Martin had a chance of getting Souders, but Tad Schultz just ran him right into the ground, and Souders running right past him. He got nailed a couple of times, broke the tackles. First down for Middletown.
Middletown. 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter, 14-0. Good-sized crowd on hand for Middletown tonight. They're filling up about two-thirds of the far side. Raiders first and 10 on the Mannheim Central 49. In motion is Everly. Back to pass. Durr looking. He has time. He's going to keep it. At the 50. Cuts to the outside at the 45. Hit at the 41 and driven out of bounds at the 38. And another first down for the Middletown Blue Raiders.
Good job by Durr not wanting to push anything. Didn't really have anybody open downfield. Just decided to keep it himself. And again, Middletown with the first down. They got a drive going there at Mannheim Central 39.
First and 10 for the Raiders. The clock stopped at a minute 40 in the first quarter. Raiders break out of the huddle. They have Kleinfelder wide to the left. Backs are split. Dagan is the wingman. They give to Everly on the end around left side. Flags are thrown meanwhile, so the play is stopped. And most likely the penalty will go against, I would think, Middletown. And it's an illegal procedure against Middletown. So they're going to mark it back 5 yards, back to the Mannheim Central 44, and the Raiders will have first and 15. Brian Biesecker, Middletown's tight end, checks out. They bring in now Mike Zuby, who we've seen second half here of the season with a big interception, of course, last week against Juniata, and then he's pulled down some good catches against East Pennsboro. He lines up as a tight end on the near side. Raiders, meanwhile, with a split end to the left, backs are split. Durr, counter in the backfield. Dagan with the give. To the 45, to the 40. Kept to the outside. To the 35. Breaks the tackle at the 30. Jumps over a man at the 25 and out of bounds at the 24.
And who tried to block for Dagan? None other than Chad Durr. He took the handoff and just ran down the field. Got in a nice block. Probably gave Dagan about an extra 3 yards. Also, Tad Schultz again. Nice block on the line of scrimmage. Dagan able to run around the right side. First down for Middletown. If Middletown would score on this drive, boy, that would really open up the game for Middletown.
Well, Chad Durr's only 5'7", and Mike Dagan tried jumping over him as he was being blocked to the outside. First and 10 for Middletown on the 25 of Mannheim Central. They give Souders up the middle, and he pushes his way down to the 20. It's going to be a gain of 5. Second and 5 on the Barons 20 as the clock counts at a minute 24 in the first quarter.
Seth Obetz had good penetration on the Middletown line, but he just ran right past Souders. Had a shot at Souders, but Obetz fell and ran past Scott and picked up 4 yards, second and 6.
Second and 6 for the Raiders. They're going to mark it on the 21 of Mannheim Central. Back split wing, near side split far side. Durr, play action, rolling left, looking. Throws across the middle, complete to Zubinese, tackled at the 10. Picks up another first down for Middletown.
The ball looked like it was a little bit behind Zuby, but with the way the Mannheim Central defenders were, that's where it had to be. Zuby, two defenders around him, but it's still able to come down with the pass, and good job by Chad Durr getting that pass in there. First and goal for Middletown.
Raiders had a man in the end zone, but he was pretty much covered down the far left corner. Middletown with a first and goal to go. They mark it on the Mannheim Central 9. Full house backfield. The give. Souders off left tackle, and he pushes his way down to the 5. Let's go down on the field to Todd Brubaker. He is on the Middletown side of the field.
Well, as Middletown pushes for its third score of the evening, what it looks like is they're trying to use Chad Durr's rollout ability to either throw or run, and they're also running up the middle with misdirection and just that straight fullback dive. Back to you.
And we'll see if they get one more play in here, Todd, with the first quarter coming to a close. 7 seconds. Raiders, second and goal to go on the Manheim Central 5. Power eye. They give Everly on the end around. Cuts off right end. Down on the 5, the 4, 2, 1. Touchdown. Scott Everly.
His third touchdown in the first quarter.
And Middletown leads it 20-0.
Good job by Mike Zuby coming around from his tight end position and able to block a Manheim Central defender. And it opened it up for Everly.
The Raiders score with no time remaining on the clock at the end of the first quarter, but they will kick it at this side. Todd Kleinfelder, or rather Brad Kleinfelder, has the ball teed up at the 10. Chad Durr, the holder. There's the snap, the hold, the kick is up. And this one again is no good. And Kleinfelder is having some problems here in the district championship game. That ends the first quarter of play. We'll take a break from the action. Middletown 20, Manheim Central nothing on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Kramer Oldsmobile Honda congratulates the Blue Raiders on a great season. Kramer Oldsmobile Honda has 1988 and 1989 Cutlass Supremes in stock and ready to go. Kramer's also has a wide assortment of Honda Accords, Civics, and Sporty Preludes. They also feature rebates on many cars in stock. That's Kramer Oldsmobile Honda by the airport on West Harrisburg Pike in Middletown.
Welcome back. Middletown leading 20-0 over Manheim Central as we get set to start the second quarter of play-by-play action.
That scoring drive, 9 plays for 61 yards, 3 minutes and 1 second. It was capped off by Everly's touchdown run.
There's the kick, end over end. It's going to be taken at the 18, Manheim Central. Running it to the near side, up to the 30, to the 35, and getting spun at the 40 is, looks like, Wes Guybe. And a nice return on his part. Yes, it was Wes Guybe on the return for Manheim Central. So the Bears with the football, first and 10, they trail 20-0. They have it on their own 39. Backs are split behind the quarterback, Bartow. It's the option, Bartow, big hole to the outside of the 45, across midfield to the 50, and he's taken down at the 45, and the ball stripped of him, but he was already down when the ball was stripped at the 45, and somebody defensively for Middletown was not reading their man because Bartow came outside and nobody was around him.
It kind of looked like the faith that Bartow just threw everybody into the middle, and from there he just took off. Now down at the 40-yard line of Middletown.
First and 10 for Manheim Central on the Middletown 40. Backs are split. Bartow streaked back to pass. Looking, 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 looking. He's got pressure. Throws to the outside. And, oh, in and out of hands. Incomplete to David Stover. He should have had it around the 35, but he couldn't hold on.
Looked like a tough catch to pass there, John. He looked like it was, like, right in the middle instead of out to the outside. He couldn't quite get a hold of it. Second and 10 for Manheim Central.
11-12 remaining in the second quarter. Middletown 20, Manheim Central nothing. I'm John Wilsbach, along with Andy Hoover, Steve Leedy, and on the field with the wireless microphones are Sweeney Murdy and Todd Brubaker. Second and 10 for the Barons with the football in the Middletown 40. Backs are split. The quarterback, Bartow, throws right across the middle. Complete at the 35 and tackled for a first down around the 26-yard line. Is the big tight end, Brad Moyer.
That's a good play if it works, John, but he was standing right at the line of scrimmage. Good place for the ball to get batted down. He threw it nice and level, but it worked. First and 10, and Manheim Central is knocking on the door.
Nice play that time because Bartow ran what seemed to be an option, and he just stopped and threw right down the middle, and Dennis Etsy wants to talk to the team. timeout on the field. Will take one as well. 11:06 remaining, first quarter. Middletown, or rather second quarter. Middletown 20, Anaheim Central nothing on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Lehman Cleaners has been locally owned and operated for over 40 years. Lehman Cleaners has 24-hour dry cleaning. They also have gown, silk, and drapery cleaning. Lehman also does tailoring and repairs. And for the dirty rug, they have Steam X carpet cleaners. That's Lehman Cleaners of Spruce and Conowaga Streets in Middletown.
Welcome back. Middletown and football coach Dennis Etze talking to the Blue Raiders defensive squad as Middletown has missed a few assignments here the last few plays. We're at a very cold but crowded Hershey Park Stadium. Raiders lead at 20-0 over Manheim Central early in the second quarter. Bartow, play action, throwing down the near sideline. He has a man in and out of the hands. Wide open, but dropping it was Greg Ginder. And Ginder could not hold on. Everly was the closest man, but gave him all the room in the world, and Ginder couldn't have it. Let's go down on the near sideline. Sweeney Murdy saw that play.
Yeah, John, Ginder had an easy shot that time for the touchdown. Everly was at least about a step and a half behind him, but Everly was not tall enough to get up for the ball. The ball was still there on top of him. Ginder had his hands up. It just hit and bounced off. Should have been quick six.
Well, it's going to bring up a second and 10 for Manheim Central with the football on the Middletown 24. Penalty flags are thrown. We have a lot of movement down on the line, and somebody jumped off sides.
I think it was Brian Biesecker for Middletown, John, getting a little anxious.
Well, it looked like about two or three Middletowners could have jumped off sides. Maybe they were drawn off. We shall see as the official makes the call on offsides against Manheim Central. That's why you never watch the players on the field. I was watching Manheim Central and they're pointing that it was against Middletown, and you wait a few seconds and the official calls it the other way. I don't know if they think the official will change their mind because they signaled it or what, but it took them back 5, and it's a second and 15 with the football on the 30.
Which on the offsides would mean they'd be lined up offsides. So the Middletown defender being drawn off wasn't actually drawn off, so it's just equaled out from Middletown.
Good point. Back to pass, Bartow. Little flare-out pass on the near side. It's the option pass. Throwing down the field is Ginder. He has a man in the end zone. It's intercepted by Hamilton. Out at the 10 to the 15. Tackled from behind at the 20-yard line. Hamilton stepped in front of the intended receiver. I couldn't see who it was.
I think it was Brad Moyer, John.
It Moyer was intended for Moyer, and Hamilton comes out with the interception at the goal line, brings it out to the 22.
Moyer was wide open, but when Ginder threw it, it just kind of floated it. That gave Middletown all kinds of time to get under it and intercepted. Second interception of the game for Middletown.
First and 10 for the Raiders with the football on their own 22. Wing right and left, single setback. In motion is Dagan. They give to Dagan. On the end around to the near side, cuts off left down, and he only picks up about 1 yard. He decided to cut back in, and there wasn't much room there. Second and 9 for the Raiders. 10:15 remaining, second quarter. Middletown 20, Manheim Central nothing.
When Dagan cut back inside, he had no blockers there because I noticed Chris Clouser and Scott Schohacker were pulling out to the outside.
Let's go down the field to Todd Brubaker.
On the last interception, number 24 for Middletown was just playing center field, and he picked it off on a halfback option.
And Hamilton was the man to do that. Second and 10 for the Raiders. They give up the middle, and a big hole for Souders as he crunches his way up to the 28. It's going to be a gain of about 5. It will bring up a 3rd and 5 for the Raiders. See where they mark it. It might even be 6. Yes, we'll give them 6 on the carry. 3rd and 4. They're going to spot the ball on Middletown zone 28. Now we've got an official's timeout on the field. Officials are claiming there was an injured player. I don't see one, although, yes, one has come off here on the Middletown sideline. and it looks like it is Tim Oberlin. So they'll tend to him. The give is off right tackle to Souders. He gets spun up at the 30, and he's going to be about 3 yards shy of a first down. So the punting unit will come in for Middletown. Brings up a fourth and two, and Troy Hamilton, who had that interception moments ago, will do the punting for the Raiders. Back to receive for Mannheim Central will be Kevin Gantz and also Russ Guy. 8:54 remaining second quarter, 20-0 Middletown leading Mannheim Central. The Raiders call timeout. We'll take one as well. Raiders 20, Mannheim Central nothing on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Newcomer Oil Corporation of Middletown and Elizabethtown is happy to support high school athletics. Newcomer Oil has radio dispatch trucks to serve you quickly. Newcomer has been serving the area since 1926 with heating oil, kerosene, gasoline, and burner service. That's Newcomer Oil Corporation of Middletown and Elizabethtown.
Welcome back. Hershey Park Stadium, John Wilsbach, along with Andy Hoover, Steve Leedy on the field with the wireless mics, Sweeney Moody and Todd Brubaker. Let's go down the near sideline. Sweeney Moody has a injury report.
Thanks, John. Oberlin was a player injured just a few plays ago. He said he twisted his knee a little bit, but it's nothing serious. He's up and walking around. Middletown's Dr. Conrad checking him out, and he seems to be okay. He should be getting back in pretty soon.
Mannheim Central has suffered now with two injuries tonight. Of course, both players most likely able to get back in. Hamilton, the punt for Middletown, standing at his own 17. There's a snap. Perfect. No pressure. Hamilton gets a nice long spiral away, taken all the way back at the 25, running to the near side is Guy. He gets spun at the 35 and down to about the 40. Check that, it was Kevin Gantz on the return, and Gantz had to go back for it and returned it 15 yards to the 40.
Good job by Wazileski. He came down and was right around where the punt was caught. He got nailed by two blockers, still came flying across to the near side of the field and able to make the tackle.
8:34 remaining, second quarter, 20-0, Middletown leading here in the District 3 AAA Championship. In motion to the near side is Neville. They give straight up the middle to Sean Bartow. He picks up about 2 yards on the carry before being stopped by Brian Boyd and Scott Souders. Will call it second and eight for the Barons. Gets all the way up to the 43.
John, I noticed Mike Fair sitting down on the bench right in front of us with his helmet off being attended to, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to be sitting a lot after that early pop in the knee. Second and eight for Mannheim Central, and Baxter in the eye. Bartow back to pass. He's under pressure, and he's hit hard by Souders, and then putting the added blow on was Brian Boyd. Bartow just stepped back two times, and Souders snuck in again in front of him, and Bartow tried getting away, but he couldn't.
Middletown lucky they had that pressure because Kinder was wide open across the middle, and with that zone, it leaves little holes, and they can just kind of get in there and get open, and but Middletown comes up with the sack, so he's not able to get the throw off.
And the second half is like this first half. Bartow's going to be seeing number 31 in his nightmares tonight. Slot formation for Mannheim Central. Bartow back to pass on third and 10. Looking, steps up, throws, complete for a first down at the Middletown 45, and grabbing it for the first down. Hard to tell with these numbers. It's Kevin Gantz.
Good job by Gantz. He just went about 10 yards out from the line of scrimmage, cut back into the middle. And in the middle is about where the zone leaves the holes, too. So he was able to get open in there and keep Middletown's secondary not. Good job here tonight despite the two interceptions.
Well, I got to disagree with you. They've shut him down a couple times. This time the pitch to Neville cuts the outside, and he's tackled Dead at the original line of scrimmage by Scott Souders at the 45. Now we got a late penalty flag thrown right down here around the Middletown 35, deep in the secondary, and I don't know what was going on that time. It is a personal foul and sportsmanlike conduct against Middletown. And I don't know who would have done that, but on the secondary to the near side is...
I think it's Scott Eberle.
Yeah, it's either Scott Eberle or Greg Zimmerman. One of those two were close to the play. Clock counting at 6:40 in the second quarter, 20-0. Zimmerman picked up the personal foul. And Manheim Central has a first and 10 on the Middletown 30. In motion is Neville. They give to Neville. Tries cutting the outside. He's stopped by Zuby and then takes another hit from Souders. He's going to lose two, but the initial hit, Mike Zuby came in and cut him off.
Seems weird that Manheim Central, knowing that the run would be going that way, wouldn't have anybody over there. Mike Zuby, unblocked, is standing there waiting for Neville to come to him. Slowed him down, brings up a second and 11 for Manheim Central.
Second and 11 for the Barons. They've got a wing split to the left side, wide to the near side. The single setback, Bartell under pressure. Bartell, here comes Sanders. Boom, he got him. It's intercepted at the 18. Is Zimmerman out of the 25, spins at the 30 and down at the 32. And a late penalty flag is thrown.
That was just a matter of Bartell should have ate the ball. Instead, he decided to throw. And Zimmerman just standing there waiting for the ball. No receiver within about 5 yards, although it was right in the line of direction, I believe, of Ginder.
Scott Souders with that big hit just as he was about to release the football. He got rid of it, and Zimmerman standing there all alone. Todd Brubaker's down on the Middletown side of the field and saw that one pretty clearly, and of course then a late flag, which goes against Middletown. Todd, any explanation?
Well, not right now. It must have been some sort of a late block or a late hit. I'm just trying to find out right now who it was called against. But Middletown did come up with the interception by Greg Zimmerman, and it's going to be on the run back.
Yeah, I would probably suspect so. It's a personal foul, and it is a clip. You're exactly right. It's against Middletown. But nonetheless, the Raiders come up now with their third interception. The clip goes against Ernie Foltz, and Middletown will have the football on their own 14. Raiders secondary has been in good position thus far tonight to get those interceptions. First and 10. The Raiders with the football on their own 14. They're going from our right to left to give to Eberle on the right-end position, and he breaks forward for a gain of about 8 yards out across the 20 to about the 22. It's going to bring up a second and 2. Clock counting at 5:15 in the second quarter, 20-0 Middletown. Glad you could join us on the Blue Raider Sports Network. Of course, you can hear this game again later on tonight, WKBO 1230 AM, as they will tape delay broadcast. Second and 2 for the Raiders with the football on their own 22. Wing right and left single setback is Souders. Durr with the quarterback keeper. Runs off right end. He picks up the first down across the 25 to the 28. The Raiders would like just a nice, consistent drive down the field right now. Maybe even just enough to get them in field goal range to get some confidence back in the foot of Brad Kleinfelder, who has missed two extra point kicks. First and 10 for the Raiders. On their own 28, backs are split. They give to Eberle on the end around to the right side. He's holding up, can't find anything, and he stopped at the line of scrimmage. And penalty flags thrown on that far side as Eberle picks up none on the carry.
It's right in the area of a hold, John, so he shouldn't be looking at that against Middletown.
Brian Biesecker picks up the holding penalty. We remind you, we're sitting on the Manheim Central side of the field. Middletown is the visiting team there on the far side. And Middletown packing in a good, healthy crowd tonight. And a nice game to watch football and watch Middletown. A lot of things going on over here tonight, Andy. We've got this football game, the Hershey Soccer Impact teams playing over here in the arena. Behind us, the Candy Lane, Christmas Candy Lane's going on. There is not much parking available around here tonight. First and 20 for Middletown. They have the football on their own 19. Souders and Everly are split in the backfield. Dagan is wingman to the near side. Kleinfelder is split to the right side. In motion is Everly. They give to Souders. Cuts to the outside at the 20. Bounces off one man and tackled at the 23. Nice tackle that time by Wes Guybe. Able to drag Souders down after he made the initial hit.
Good job by Mike Dagan coming off his wing position and making a block for Souders. Souders may have been stopped at the line of scrimmage, but Dagan able to open it up.
Brings up a second and 16 for the Raiders. Clock counting at 3:43 in the second quarter, 20-0 Middletown. Backs are split, Souders and Everly. Wing to the far side, Dagan split to the near side. Kleinfelder in motion is Everly. It's the option. Durr's going to keep it, runs off right end, out of the 25 to the 30, breaks the tackle, hit from behind the 35 and spun down at the 40, and he picks up the first down. Tad Durr bounces off people left and right.
Looks like Albert Saprinsky saves 6 points. He was just last man for Durr to beat. Kleinfelder was down there. Couldn't quite get a block on. The Middletown picks up the first down.
Clock continues to count. 3:14 remaining. Second quarter. Now Todd Kleinfelder will leave the game. And checking in is Rusty Keating. That split end to the near side. He's also the backup quarterback. Backs are split. In motion is Everly. They give to Souders on the belly dive up the middle. Spins off one man and spun down at the 44. He picks up four. It's going to bring up a second and 6 for Middletown. Clock continues to count. I don't know. I think once we get inside this two-minute time here in the second quarter, I think we might see the Raiders taking to the air. Second and 5. Raiders with the football on their own 45. Backs are split. Souders and Everly. Wing split right side. Durr gives to Everly on the end around. Everly diving forward. He manages to salvage about 2 running off right end. Gets down to the 47. It will bring up a third down and 3 for Middletown. They're going to spot it on the Raider 47. Clock counting at 2 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Middletown leading at 20-0. Third and 3. Raiders again with Everly and Souders split in the backfield. Now we have an official's timeout on the field. And for what reason, we're not quite sure. Okay, Fair is injured again for Mannheim Central. Mike Fair, who banged up his left knee on the opening kickoff when Everly ran it back 90 yards for a touchdown. He leaves the game. The fans give him some cheering. Third and 3 for Middletown on its own 47. Backs are split. And we've got all sides at the line of scrimmage, and I think Mannheim Central might have jumped off. That looked like the left defensive tackle for the Barons jumped.
It looked like Dave Zimmerman for the Barons was one who was on the encroachment.
And that'll give Middletown a first down as they move the football across midfield to the Baron 48. It stops the clock at a minute 40 in the second quarter. And the Raiders just playing some good, steady football right now. Keating is split to the left. Wide to the near side is Dagan. Backs are split. Chad Durr straight back to pass. Looking. He has time. Throws across the middle. Complete for a first down to Keating at the 35. Rusty Keating on a down and in, and he picks up the first down, and the clock stopped at 1:18 as they move the markers.
Kelby Waltman had the coverage on Keating, and when Keating cut back into the inside, he slipped. That opened up Keating, and Middletown was the first down.
Clock starting to tick again. First and 10 for Middletown. On the 35, Durr back to pass. Throws to the left sideline, and just out of the reach of Todd Kleinfelder. Durr that time was in the shotgun, which is quite surprising because that's the first time, if I can recall, that Durr was in the shotgun this season.
Albert Saprinsky from Mannheim Central was on Kleinfelder. It looked like they were tangled up. I thought may have been interference, although the ball came after the tanglement.
1:05 remaining in the second quarter. Middletown leading 20-0. Raiders have second and 10. On the Mannheim Central 34, backs are split. Wings split far side. Everly in motion now. Out of that split backfield. And Durr straight back to pass. Looking. Throws down the right sideline. He has Everly, but just overthrows him by about 3 yards. Incomplete. It stops the clock at a minute to play.
Everybody on the right side of the secondary for Mannheim Central looking at Keating. Scott Everly was open. He just took off down the sidelines. He did have a couple of defenders around. That's because Keating was in the area, but they're overthrowing third down for Middletown.
Keating's job was to lure the secondary of Mannheim Central to him. And now we've got an official's timeout as helmet problem. Middletown. We get those at least once or twice every game. Noticed earlier on, I think it was Brian Biesecker had a helmet problem. Middletown, third and 10 on the Mannheim Central 34. The Raiders have a wing right and left, and the single setback is Sounders. Durr, quarterback keeper, and he's going to get hit right at the line of scrimmage. He took one step back and then stepped forward, and the Barons read it perfectly. And Middletown now calls timeout. 49 seconds remaining second quarter. I'll tell you, I thought Chad Durr had an opening there for a second, but things got clogged up. Todd Brubaker had a better view of that. Todd, what happened?
Well, Chad just stepped back and started running, and he ran into his own man, John Moore, and the hole was there. It's just that John was in the hole, and he couldn't run over himself. It's fourth and 10 now.
Well, they always tell you, follow the blocks, but don't block the follower. 49 seconds remaining, second quarter. Let's recap the scoring here in the first half. Scott Everly on a 90-yard kickoff return. The kick failed. It was 6-0 Middletown. Then a 15-yard touchdown pass from Chad Durr to Scott Everly. Chad Durr with the conversion as he threw to Mike Dagan in the end zone. It was 14-0. And then a 5-yard touchdown carry by Scott Everly. The kick failed, and it's 20-0 with 49 seconds remaining in the second quarter. The Raiders have a crucial 4th and 9. Not so crucial, but they can still get some points on the board here. Backs are split. In motion is Everly. Durr back to pass. Under pressure. Throws down the near sideline, and getting hit was Scott Everly, but no flag thrown. That was a close play. Middletown fans didn't like it too much, but Everly really wasn't open that much on the pass anyhow. Durr had to get rid of it. That's come down on the near side of the field to Sweeney Murdy.
Thanks, John. Looked like Scott Everly really didn't see that the pass was coming to him that time. As soon as he turned around, the ball hit him in the chest. It fell off, and he tried to cover that up by saying it was interference.
Yeah, that was due to some good pressure by Mannheim Central forcing Durr to get rid of the pass. Bartow straight back to pass, first and 10. He's got pressure throwing down the near side, and he overthrows his intended receiver on the near side of Eric Schaub down around the 40-yard line. He was being covered pretty well by Scott Everly. Stops the clock at 37 seconds remaining second quarter.
Bartow had Ginder wide open around the 50-yard line on the left side. It would have been a good play, too, because Ginder could have caught the pass and just stepped right out of bounds to stop the clock. Dagan wasn't within 5 yards of him.
Brings up a 2nd and 10 for Mannheim Central. They have the football on their own 33. Backs are split. Neville and Bartow. The quarterback is Tim Bartow. He's straight back to pass, looking, throws across the middle, and in and out of the hands. Incomplete as he tried hitting Brad Moyer. And wasn't Moyer the one who dropped in there? That was Greg Ginder down the near sideline in the end zone that one play. Greg Ginder for Mannheim Central had the football in his hands and dropped it in the end zone. This time it was Moyer right across the middle. From behind at the 42, he's going to be shy of a first down by about a yard, and the clock counts at 20 seconds, and now the officials stop the clock.
Ernie Fultz able to help out on the tackle. Also, Dave Zimmerman, he had a chance to block Fultz, but Fultz just ran right by him, stopped Neville short of the first down.
And it brings up a fourth and one for Mannheim Central with 16 seconds remaining in the first half, and Tim Bartow is yelling to the near side at Coach Mike Williams, and I think they're just going to be content to let the clock run out and go into halftime trailing, and they do. Clock runs out, and the Middletown side is cheering loudly, and they're giving the Raiders a standing ovation as the Raiders thump and pomp into the locker room on the far side of the field. We've got halftime. We're going to take a break from the action. Middletown 20, Mannheim Central nothing on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Rhodes Pharmacy in downtown Middletown congratulates the Blue Raiders on reaching the district championship. Rhodes offers a complete selection of Hallmark card and gift items for your holiday shopping. They also feature a full-line video department with all the latest releases and no membership fee.
Now the penalty is ruled an unsportsmanlike conduct against Middletown. And that is because Middletown took too much time coming out of the locker room. They mark it back 15, not a delay of game, but unsportsmanlike conduct for taking the time. Brad Kleinfelder will do the kicking from right to left. 91.1 on your FM dial. The Blue Raiders Sports Network. Kleinfelder, end over end, is going to be taken at the 40, up to the 45, and running to the far side of the football field. And across midfield and taken out of bounds at the 45 is Wes Guybe. And that 15-yard penalty is hurt Middletown right off the bat here in the second half. I don't know why it would take so long to come out of the locker room when you have a 20-0 lead. The Raider defense is going to have to take over right now. Mannheim Central with the football on the Middletown 47. Backs are in the eye. Back to pass, Bartow. Little quick flare-out pass on the near side, and getting tripped up at the 41 is Greg Ginder. He picks up those seven on the reception. It will bring up a second and three for the Barons.
That's a pass that's kind of hard to defend. You like to give a receiver a little bit of room. Ginder just took one step, turned around, and Bartow threw it to him. Looks like John Moore is down on the field for Middletown.
John Moore is lying down around the 50.
He had a toe injury earlier in the season.
The play is halted. Mannheim Central players are trying to get the crowd rallied around them and get them psyched up here. John Moore, very valuable to the Middletown offensive line. He will spot many times on the defensive line.
Looks like they're examining that right foot, and I believe that's the foot that toe injury was on and possibly re-aggravated it.
11:42 remaining in the third quarter, 20-0. Middletown leading Mannheim Central. Now they're going to help John Moore sit up, and they're going to help him stand up. He's trying to put a little pressure on that right foot to see how it feels. And John Moore is going to be slowly helped off the field. And might not see any action the rest of the night, at least I wouldn't think so. So it's hard to say who will see a backup tackle. Brian Boyd. Brian Boyd can play both ways.
40-yard line, second and three.
Well, Rob. Brian Boyd is in there right now for Middletown. And Manheim Central has a second and four on the 40. It's the option. He gives to Neville, and he picks up the first down across the 35 down to the 31. Manheim Central fans are trying to get their team psyched up. Neville, who didn't have hardly any yardage in the first half, gets the first.
Brian Biesecker was there on that right side. He had a shot at Neville, but Dave Zimmerman came over and gave him a nice block, took him out of the play. First down for Manheim Central.
First and 10 for the Barons on the Middletown, 32. Backs are in the eye. Bartow back to pass. He's under pressure, and he's sacked again. Scott Souders got him. Oh, Souders comes charging in there.
Bartow.
Just as the ball is snapped, and he wrapped him up.
Bartow's slow to get up to. It looks like he's in a little bit of pain. He's limping. He's going to stay in the game, though.
It's going to be a loss of about six on the sack, second and 16.
He had Eric Stouch wide open on the left side, but the Middletown pressure just got to him too quick.
Second and 16 with a football on the Middletown 37. Manheim Central backs her in the eye and hit hard again. Bartow gets crushed. Souders came crushing in, and Bartow is down again, and he ate some dirt again. Scott Souders is feeding off of the Manheim Central crowd's cheer, and came in twice now and sacked Bartow.
Nobody picking up Souders coming out of his inside linebacker position. He does that often, just times it perfectly. He just gets a running start and comes flying in. As soon as that ball is snapped, nails the quarterback, nobody able to pick him up.
Boy, did he silence the crowd this time.
Looks like Mike Williams now is talking with an official about something, and Bartow's upset.
Manheim Central coach Mike Williams is talking with the official. Now Bartow comes over and starts talking with the near side linesman. Sweeney Murdy's down there trying to hear what's going on, but no word yet. Bartow walks off the near side. Quarterback Tim Bartow walks off. I don't know if they ruled him injured and stopped the play because of that and made him come off the field because they stopped the clock. So that's exactly what the call is. And Chad Ginder comes in the quarterback on a third and 18 and up the middle. A fumble. Souders looks around, can't find anybody. Picking it up is Fultz. He can't hold on. And Manheim Central falls on it at the 43. Ginder took the snap and Souders whopped him. The ball flew back about 10 yards. Souders stood around looking. Fultz fell on it. The ball flew loose, and the Middletown crowd is hot.
Souders just must have thought the play was over. He was just standing there looking around, and nobody was able to pick it up. Ernie Fultz had a good shot at the ball, too, but he wasn't able to pick it up.
Brings up a fourth and 32 for Manheim Central. They have to punt it from their own 32. Snap. Not much pressure. Punt gets away on the near side. A wobbly one takes a bounce at the 28, down to the 24, and that's where Manheim Central downs it. 9:18 remaining, third quarter, Middletown 20. Manheim Central nothing. You're listening to the Blue Raiders Sports Network. Raider offensive unit comes out, and the Raiders will have a first and 10. Let's go down on the near side to Sweeney Murdy.
Thanks, John. The reason Tim Bartow had to come out, the official said that he was injured. They made him come out for one down. Bartow said he was okay, but they made him come out for that down anyway.
Middletown, first and 10. Football on their own 24. Backs are split. Chad Durr, they give to Emily. Off right end, cuts out to the 25 and gets across to about the 30. He picks up six on the carry. It will bring up a second and four.
The offensive line on the right side has done an excellent job leading everybody on his right side runs. Chris Clouser again able to lead everybody with the block.
Let's go down the far side of the field in just a moment. We'll be checking with Todd Brubaker for an injury report on John Moore. It's a second and four for Middletown. They have a football on their own 30. Wing right and left single setback. Chad Durr. They give up the middle. Souter spins off one man and dives forward and picks up the first down at the 35. Now, Todd Brubaker, far side of the field.
John Moore's injury appears to be a double one. One to his ankle on the right side and also that toe injury re-aggravated. Right now, they have it wrapped with ice, so he's going to be sitting out for a little bit. How long, I don't know. His replacement is Rob Boyd. I got that messed up again.
Okay, and Middletown breaks out of the huddle. The Raiders have a first and 10 on their own 35. They give to Souders. Off right tackle, breaks one tackle, pushes up to about the 38. He picks up three. It's going to bring up a second and 7 for Middletown. Robbie Boyd has taken the place of John Moore. Boyd, of course, the older brother of Brian Boyd, 6'4", 295 pounds. Second and 7. Middletown with a football on their own 39. Wing near side. Backs are split. Chad Durr, end around to Emily. Cuts off left end at the 40. Breaks a tackle at the 45. Across midfield to the 45 and tackled from behind at the 44.
Chris Glaza put Rob Mumall right into the ground and it enabled Everly to step into the inside and picked up the long gain. Middletown now into Mannheim Central territory.
Clock counting at 7:12, remaining third quarter. Middletown 20, Mannheim Central nothing. The Raiders with the football on the Mannheim Central 43.
Scott Everly has just gone over the 100 mark for tonight, 102 yards.
First and 10 for the Raiders. Back split, wing split to the right side. Chad Durr over center. They give to Everly off right end again. Gets hit at the 42, down to the 40, and spins. And down at the 40, or rather 34-yard line. He's going to be close to another first.
It's Everly's rushing down. I was unable to read Steve Lee's stat sheet. 62 yards, not 102.
Well, he picked up 9 that time. It's a second and 1 for Middletown. The football in the Mannheim Central, 34. Keating is split to the right. Dagan is winged to the right. Backs are split, Souders and Everly. Chad Durr, back to pass. Play action to the left. Looking, throwing down the left side. He has a man. It's Zuby. It's hit up in the air and incomplete, and the penalty flag thrown because, yes, Mike Zuby was hit before the football got to him. The Mannheim Central fans don't like it. Certainly a good call. Sweeney Murdy was down on the near side. And Sweeney, you had a perfect view of that one also.
Yeah, it was interference that time, John. Zuby went up. He tried to fight him off to try and get up there. Hit off his hand, but he was definitely interfered with on that play.
And the ball will be marked half the distance to the goal line. Despite the objections of the Mannheim Central fans, they will move the football all the way down inside the 20 to the Mannheim Central 19. Two men around Zuby that time, face guarding and doing some bumping, and Middletown has first and 10 on the Mannheim Central 19. Backs are split. Wing split to the right side. Chad Durr, they give to Souders off left tackle, spins off one man, down to the 16, dives at the 14. He picks up 5 or 6 on the second effort. Clock continues to count at 6 minutes remaining, third quarter on WMSS Middletown. The Blue Raiders Sports Network, also the game simulcast tape delayed on WKBO 1230 AM Harrisburg. Second and 5. Football is on the 15 of Mannheim Central. The Raiders this time in a full house backfield. Side by side, Everly, Souders, and Dagan. In motion is Everly. Durr on the counter. Dagan up the middle and gets spun and hit at the 10. Dagan's going to be close to a first, but he's going to be about a yard shy. It will bring up a third and 1 for Middletown. And Todd Kleinfeld will run the play in. Brian Biesecker will go out. The football is marked on the near side hash mark. Raiders going from right to left. They have a third and 1 on the Mannheim Central 10. Again, a full house backfield. Everly, Souders, Dagan. Durr calls the shots. gives the Sounders off right tackle. Picks up the first as he dives down to the eight. Middletown will have a first and goal to go.
I thought a big fullback like Scott Stouters can do. There really wasn't much there, but he was just able to plow through. Picks up the first down, first and goal for Middletown.
Clock continues to count at 4:50 remaining third quarter. 20-0, Middletown leading Mannheim Central. Raiders break out of the huddle. Middletown to far side. Channing, we want a touchdown. First and goal to go on the Mannheim Central 8. Power eye left. They give Everly on the sweep to the right side. He's hit in the backfield. He spins off a man, and he's going to be taken down for a loss all the way back to the 18. And a beautiful solo tackle made by Wes Guybe before some backup help came in. A power eye to the right side, and there was no power because he had no blocking whatsoever. So it will bring up a second and goal to go on the Mannheim Central 14. Chad Durr waiting for the signal to come in, and Middletown decides they're going to talk about it longer, so we'll take a timeout as well. 4:01 remaining third quarter. Middletown 20, Mannheim Central nothing. You're listening to the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
R.L. Mason's Garage of Fulling Mill Road proudly supports Middletown Athletics. R.L. Mason's Garage does major or minor repairs of diesel or gasoline trucks and even service emergency apparatus. That's R.L. Mason's Garage on Fulling Mill Road in Middletown.
Newcomer Oil Corporation of Middletown and Elizabethtown is happy to support high school athletics. Newcomer Oil has radio dispatch trucks to serve you quickly. Newcomer has been serving the area since 1926 with heating oil, kerosene, gasoline, and burner service. That's Newcomer Oil Corporation of Middletown and Elizabethtown.
Second and goal to go for Middletown on the Mannheim Central 14. Baxter split. Durr. Play action. Rolling left. He looks, he throws, complete to Sounders at the 5, he goes in the corner, end zone, touchdown! Scott Sounders, 14-yard touchdown pass from Chad Durr, and Middletown leads it 26-0.
Good job by Scott Sounders. Whenever the quarterback rolls out, you just roll right with him, and Sounders is running parallel with Durr, easy touchdown for Middletown, they now lead 26-0. It's going to be difficult for Maynard Central to come back now.
Second touchdown pass of the night for Chad Durr. This time he connects to Sounders, 14 yards. Kleinfelder has yet to hit an extra point kick tonight. There's the snap, the hold, and it's blocked. Ooh, this is an ugly scene tonight for Brad Kleinfelder despite the great effort for Middletown. 3:54 remaining third quarter.
Albert Saprinsky has been getting good pressure all night on the extra point. I was ready for that eventually.
Todd Brubaker on the far side of the field. Let's go down.
Well, Middletown's last touchdown. Chad Durr rolled out left. Mike Zuby took it down and out pattern there towards the deep part of the end zone. And Scott Sounders came out of the backfield, did a little flare. And what happened was the linebacker and the defensive back both went with Zuby, leaving Sounders wide open. Back to you.
And that gives us the score of 26-0. Raiders going for a shutout thus far in the game. They almost had it against Juniata last week, but of course that big 46-yard touchdown pass, if memory serves me correct, to Dave Smith of Juniata was the only score for the Indians last week. But the Barons trail 26-0, 3:54 remaining third quarter. Kleinfelder kicking from right to left on the Blue Raiders Sports Network. This one is end over end, a nice long one taken by Guybe. At the 8, after the 10, tries cutting to the near side. The 15 hit hard, and he's down at the 18.
Good pressure by Gene Lake, and he's coming in behind. Able to bring him down. And it looks like somebody's downfield for Mannheim Central. May have been the kick returner.
No, Guybe is up and okay. I don't know who that is out on the 20 for Mannheim Central.
It's right around where the tackle was.
Yeah, and that'll be the third Mannheim Central player injured tonight. Middletown only has one. That is John Moore. Last we heard, His foot was being attended to on the far side of the field. Probably won't see any more action the rest of this evening. He has been replaced by Robbie Boyd.
John, also, I noticed earlier Darrell Neville was down on the bench, his helmet off, and not being attended to, but right now it looks like he's just walking around. He may have had some kind of injury, possibly a muscle pull.
Mike Martin is the injured player. He is walking off on his own recognizance to the near side, and the Bears will have first and 10 with a football at the 20-yard line. Bears will break out with a slot to the left side. That's Schaub and Ginder over there. Bartow, the give right up the middle and a big hole and picking up 8 yards on the carry is Billy Eisenhower. Eisenhower picks up 9. It will bring up a second and 1. They mark the ball on the Mannheim Central 29. This time backs are split. Split near side, wide to the far side. Bartow, option. He's going to keep off left end, and he gets hit by Brian Biesecker after picking up the first down, taking down the 32. Almost an offside for Middletown that time as Lakin almost made contact on the left side. Clock counting at 2:56 remaining third quarter, 26-0 Middletown. We've got post-game interviews, folks. No other station but WMSS covers a game the way it should be. We'll be on the field with the interviews. Bartow, back to pass, throwing down the left side and way overthrown by the intended receiver of Kevin Gantz on the far side of the field.
That was a poor decision by Bartow to throw that ball. Ty Kleinfeld was on him like a blanket. No chance, even if the ball would have been there. Brings up second down for the Barons.
Middletown with 3 interceptions on the night, all 3 coming in the first half. Now Gene Lakin checks out for a breather for Middletown. Barons have 2nd and 10 on their own 32. Back split, slot to the left side. Souders comes charging in, but not quick enough as the give is to Neville. When he gets out to the 40, he's going to be shy of a first down by about 2 yards. And Souders almost had the quarterback again.
Somebody's going to pick up Souders. He's been getting good penetration through the middle. Just nearly missed Bartow. Scott Souders tonight has 4 sacks, a negative 19 yards for Mannheim Central.
Souders comes in from the middle linebacker position, and he times it just perfectly and shoots right across the line in a split second. 3rd and 1 for Mannheim Central. The option, Bartow's going to keep, takes a hit, picks up the first down at the 43. Nice pursuit tackle by Scott Souders. We've seen so many times this season, Andy, a different player covering the quarterback. Tonight, Scott Souders is the man on the quarterback. In the past, we've seen Dale Moore, who had to cover the quarterback in the McDevitt game, also in the Steel High game. Other times early in the season, it was Mike Zuby, who was then a linebacker, now moved back to defensive end. It's a 1st and 10 for Mannheim Central. They have the football on their own 44. Baxter in the eye with a split near side and a wide to the far side. The quarterback, Tim Bartow, long count, option. He's going to pass it. He steps back. He's under pressure. Avoids one defender. Gets hit as he releases the football, and it's incomplete. Boy, did he take a shot. Coming right across the middle was Dale Moore, and he popped him.
For a split second, he had Ginder open, but Scott Everly did a good job, came up there and just nailed Ginder. It didn't matter. The pass was over his head.
Brings up a 2nd and 10. Clock stopped at a minute 41 in the third quarter. Middletown has played almost flawless football this evening. It's a 2nd and 10. Slot to the far side. That's Ginder and Staub. Back to pass. It's Bartow, and he's wrapped up and sacked hard. This time it's Zimmerman. Boyd. And Moore. And they didn't look like the Three Stooges either.
John, the Middletown defensive line just oversizing Mannheim Central's offensive line. They've been getting excellent job putting on pressure on Bartow.
Middletown is awesome tonight. 3rd and 19. Again, a slot to the left side. Backs are split. The quarterback is Bartow. Middletown stunning all over the place. Bartow keeps it. He picks up about 4 yards on the carry to the near side. He bounced off of Biesecker and then got hit by Souders. He only recovers a few yards. It will bring up a 4th and 14, and the punting unit comes in. Middletown's defense has been stunting so much that Mannheim Central's offensive line does not know who to block when the ball is snapped. Here's the punting unit coming in, and a nice high spiral, which will be taken in a fair catch by Everly at the 23. And Middletown will have the football with 30 seconds remaining in the third quarter. They lead it 26-0. Let's recap the scoring. First quarter, 90-yard touchdown kickoff return for Scott Everly. The kick failed, 6-0. Later on the first quarter, 15-yard touchdown pass. Chad Durr to Scott Everly. Durr passing to Dagan for the two-point conversion, 14-0. At the end of the first quarter, a 5-yard touchdown carry by Everly. The kick failed, 20-0. And then here in the third quarter, a 14-yard touchdown pass from Chad Durr to Scott Souders. Kick failed, 26-0. Middletown with the football, 1st and 10. On its own 23, 30 seconds remaining, third quarter. Wing right and left, they give straight up the middle. Souders, big hole, bust off a man on the 25, to the 30, near side, out of the 34 and out of bounds at the 40. Scott Souders picks up the first down for Middletown, and now a late penalty flag is thrown in the middle of the secondary around the 45-yard line. And I don't know who this one's going to be called on.
Stone did a good job stopping Souders. Souders could have been gone, but he was there to knock him out of bounds and save the 6 points.
The penalty is an unsportsmanlike conduct against Middletown. That is 3 unsportsmanlike conducts this evening. The first was Greg Zimmerman. The second you could attribute to Middletown coach Dennis Etze because he didn't get the team out on time onto the field after the halftime. And now this one occurred somewhere in the Mannheim Central secondary. And the only player I saw over there after the Middletown play was Mark Wasilewski. So they're going to mark it back all the way to the 24, and the Raiders will have 1st and 25 on their own 24. Clock at 24 seconds here in the third quarter. Middletown has split backfield, Souders and Everly. Wing split right side. Chad Durr. Everly on the end around. Cuts way to the right outside. Bounces off one man and then taken down around the 26. He only picked up 4, but boy did he go way out deep into his own territory and try to find some room to run.
John, when I saw that, I was thinking he was going to do the halfback option play, a play Middletown used a lot last year with Everly and his brother Rob Everly. Haven't used it much this year, though.
No, but he was out far enough. We've completed 3 quarters of play, and we're going to take a break from the action. Middletown, 26, Mannheim Central, nothing. And the championship final quarter is coming up on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Lehman Cleaners has been locally owned and operated for over 40 years. Lehman Cleaners has 24-hour dry cleaning. They also have gown, silk, and drapery cleaning. Lehman also does tailoring and repairs. And for the dirty rug, they have Steam X carpet cleaners. That's Lehman Cleaners of Spruce and Conowaga Streets in Middletown.
Welcome back, Hershey Park Stadium. John Wilsbach, Andy Hoover, Steve Leedy on the field. Sweeney Murdy and Todd Brubaker with the WMSS wireless microphones here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network. It's a 2nd and 21 for Middletown. The football on their own 27. In motion is Everly. It's the option. Durr's going to keep it. He gets tripped up at the 29, and it's a gain of only 2. It will bring up a third and long for Middletown as we just get underway here in the fourth quarter. We understand we have 5,800 paid here at Hershey Park Stadium, and I made the reference that it looks like there's between 8,000 and 10,000 though on hand here. That's right. Tom Brubaker on the field reminds me that says paid, and you never know how many freebies always manage to sneak in. In motion is Souders. They give up the middle to Everly. He breaks one tackle, two, and he pushes his way up to the 35 after picking up about five. It will bring up a fourth and 15 for Middletown, and the punting unit comes in. Don't expect any parades, folks, because Middletown's not ready to celebrate yet. They've got a game next Saturday afternoon against Berwick, and that game will be at Allentown Bethlehem Liberty High School. You will hear it Saturday afternoon on WMSS next week. Hamilton standing at his own 21 to punt it from left to right on the Blue Raiders Sports Network. Takes his time, low spiral. It's going to be picked up and then fumbled at the 38. Scramble for the football, and Middletown has it. Middletown falls on it around the 38. And the crowd is going nuts. I don't know who came up with it. Looked like Jason Warren was down there or Brian Biesecker. Hard to tell. Nonetheless, the Raiders get the football.
Gene Lakin was right there, too, and he ran right past the punt returner. It's like the ball landed as soon as Lakin got there, and he didn't even realize what was going on, but Middletown still comes up with it.
Raiders with the football. First and 10 on the Mannheim Central 39. Backs are split. Wing split. Left side. They give Everly. Counter in the backfield. Quick give. It's to Wazlewski in the backfield. Down to the 40, to the 35, and taken down at the 30. He picks up, or is going to be very close to a first down. And now Middletown is going to start going to a lot of the second string players to make sure they don't injure players unnecessarily for Middletown, with the Raiders leading 26-0 and under 10 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Raiders have Kleinfelder split to the left. Backs remain Souders and Everly. Chad Durrell on a second and one. They give up the middle and a belly dive. Souders, big hole, bust down to the 35, to the 30, 25, and down to the 20.
Good job by Souders. He does a good job accelerating out of the backfield. Seems like as soon as he hits that line of scrimmage, he's going full speed, and that enables him to plow through the line of scrimmage and picks up the first down for Middletown.
He gets down to the Mannheim Central 19, and it keeps the clock running at 9:30 in the second half. First and 10 for Middletown on the Mannheim Central 19. Backs are split. Wing split left side to give to Everly on the end around. Out to the 20. Cuts to the far sideline to the 15. Stops, cuts back in at the 10, and dives down at the 8-yard line.
A lot of players may have just stepped out of bounds there, but Everly decided to step back inside and pick him up about an extra 3 yards, and he has the first down for Middletown.
Gene Lakin has checked in now at fullback for Middletown. The Raiders will have first and goal to go. The football is on the Mannheim Central 7. The backs are Wazlewski, Everly, and Lakin. Power eye to the left. Chad Durr on the give. Wazlewski off right tackle, and he barrels his way down to about the 5. It's a gain of only about 2 yards. It'll bring up a second and goal to go on the Mannheim Central 5-yard line.
Good job by Brad Moyer getting in behind Wazlewski and wrapping up his ankles, bringing him down. Second and goal for Middletown.
Clock counting at 2:18, remaining fourth quarter. Middletown with a power eye to the left, now to the right. Wazlewski is having some problems knowing where to line up. Chad Durr, they give to Everly. Cuts to the right side, and he gets tripped up around the 5, inside to about the 4, and it will bring up a third and goal to go. Stay tuned for the post-game show. Interviews from the coaches and players on the field and some fan reaction also. Middletown, third and goal to go on the Mannheim Central 4. Again, a power eye to the right. Dagan is deep in the backfield this time. Chad Durr, he's going to keep it. Runs to the near side. He's got the corner all to himself. Touchdown, Chad Durr, 4 yards. And Middletown leads it 32-0 over Mannheim Central.
Just easy for Durr. Just roll out and run for the corner, and he beat everybody there. Touchdown. And I'd say Middletown got this one pretty well wrapped up. 32-0, 7.5 minutes.
Oh, and the crowd starts filing out on the near side for Mannheim Central. And, of course, Middletown fans are filing out, too. They just want to get out of the traffic here at Hershey Park Stadium. The snap, the hold, and Kleinfelder's kick is good. Brad Kleinfelder finally hits on an extra point kick, and Middletown leads it 33-0 with 7:29 remaining in the fourth quarter.
Well, when Kleinfelder hit that, because finally somebody picked up Albert Saprinsky. Mike Dagan blocked him before. Saprinsky was just flying in there. Nobody able to block him. He's the one who's put the pressure on.
Let's go down on the near sideline to Sweeney Murdy.
Thanks, John. On that last touchdown run, Chad Durr did have the entire quarter to himself. Mike Zuby, the tight end, led his way that time. And a good sign for Middletown when Brad Kleinfelder hit that extra point. A big roar from the crowd giving him that emotional lift.
Yeah, and he certainly needed it. You think back to that Redland game where he really had some problems and kind of a downer. Nonetheless, Middletown going to win this game tonight. And Kleinfelder finally booting in a point after attempt. He is kicking from our left to right on the Blue Raiders Sports Network. Kleinfelder kicks end over end. It's going to be taken at the 12, after the 15, to the 20. Right up the middle and a big hold to the 40, and getting tripped up is Guybe out around the 45-yard line, and a nice return by Wes Guybe.
Kleinfelder made his stop, and he was slow to get up. I think he was limping a little bit, but he looks like he's fine now.
46-yard line, first and 10 for Mannheim Central. They trail this game 33-0. And the second defensive unit for Middletown is in, with the exception of a few players like Dagan and Foltz who are in there. Slot near side. Bartow is going to be hit at the line of scrimmage from behind. He was on the option to the right side.
Good pursuit by Russ Strohecker. Strohecker is going to be a key player of next year, I would bet. He's just a sophomore, and he good pursuit, able to come up behind and make the stop.
Russ Strohecker is growing every week. He's only 6'1", 177 pounds, a sophomore, and he's getting bigger every time. And you're right, I can't wait to see him next year, and after the year after that also. Second and 10 for Mannheim Central on its own 47. Bartow back to pass, throws across the middle, complete at the 50, and tackled at the 49 by Strohecker. The reception by Brad Moyer, he's going to be shy of about 4 yards. It will bring up a third and 4 for the Barons.
Looked like Moyer was Strohecker's man to pick up, and he didn't do it. That's right in that middle area, about 5 yards off the line of scrimmage, where a linebacker should pick him up. Strohecker was about 3 yards away.
And I don't know if you noticed, but Mannheim Central must be taking pops out there, because when Moyer caught that, he looked like he tentatively wanted to run it. He wasn't sure if he was going to get popped or not. Bartow back to pass. Steps up, gets hit, throws down the far sideline, and in and out of the hands, incomplete. Greg Ginder was the intended receiver, and as he had the ball go out of his hands, he was hit by Chris Lupp, tackled at the 10.
Again, Ginder had a shot at it. Looked like he had a touchdown on that one again, but he just dropped it. Ginder has been their leading receiver this year, but he certainly hasn't shown it tonight.
So the punting unit comes in for Mannheim Central. And a large Raider crowd still sticking around to see this one. Glad to join those who are listening as they leave the stadium area. Fourth and 4 from Mannheim Central. Neville gets the quick pitch, and he runs down the far sideline to the 40 to the 35 and tackled around the 24-yard line on the fake punt. Middletown should have known that. And Neville is now shaken up on the far side of the field. He took the snap on the right side where he was lined up and ran to the outside and gets down to the 24.
That didn't surprise me he got hurt either, John, because Dagan hit him from behind and then both hit him in front right at the knees, it looks like, and that looks like where the injury is.
Sweeney Murdy is on the Mannheim central side of the field.
John, I'm not sure what is wrong with Neville right now, but before he was out, he had his helmet off on the bench, and he was checking out his foot. They said someone fell on it the wrong way in a pile, and that was bothering him. I don't know if maybe he re-injured that or not.
Well, Todd Brubaker is on the far side of the field, and he has a better angle of what's going on with Neville over there, Todd.
Well, just a couple of seconds ago, the trainer for Mannheim Central touched his ankle, and he was just in extreme pain. He still is. So it's that right ankle again, and he doesn't look like he's going to get up from this one in too much of a hurry.
Yeah, you can see all the way up here in the press box that he is certainly in pain, and now the trainer and coaches are helping him off. He is over on the Middletown side of the field, and now they're helping him off, and that is the fourth Mannheim Central player to get injured tonight. And Middletown has punished opponents all season long. Now he is being carried off the field to the near side, and of course you don't want to injure that by pushing him anymore, because Neville was only a 5'9 junior, 1,000-yard rusher this season. He'll be back next season.
Well, that hurt just watching that shot, John. He took it right at the leg, and then Dagan hit him from behind. Just got those ends of his body knocked around, which doesn't really matter now because Middletown with the easy 33-0 lead.
First and 10 for Mannheim Central in the Middletown 24. Baxter in the eye. Bartell, screw up on the line. He didn't know where to go when he was tackled on the near side, and a couple Middletown players there to jump on him, including Strohecker and David Miller.
I think what happened, John, was fullback Roy Hahn slid, and Hahn was supposed to take the handoff, but he wasn't there, and Bartow had to just keep it, and they lose about a yard, second and 11.
Second and 10 for Mannheim Central on the Middletown 24. Baxter in the eye with a slot to the near side. Bartow scrambling, quick pitch, fumble in the backfield. Middletown falls on it. Who recovered it? Mannheim Central got it back. Bartow got hit, and just as he got hit, he had to throw it back as quickly as possible to Billy Eisenhower, and Eisenhower dropped and then fell on it.
Russ Strohecker doing a Scott Saddles there. He just came flying through and hit Bartell, caused the fumble.
Let's go down on the near side for a report on Darrell Neville to Sweeney Murdy.
John, Neville injured that right ankle last time. They had it taped up. This time it turned a little worse. They might go take it for x-rays.
It's a third and 17. Bartell back to pass. Throws across the middle complete, but not enough for a first down. Kevin Gantz caught the pass around the 18-yard line. He's going to be about five shy. Clock at 4:14 remaining fourth quarter. Middletown 33, Mannheim Central nothing.
I think Chris Love was just playing in the prevent there. He just gave him all that room in front of the first down marker, wasn't going to let him get the first down, and stopped him 20 short.
It will bring up a fourth and four, and the Barons will go for it. They have it on the Middletown 18. Baxter split, wide near side. Bartow back to pass. He's under pressure. He's scrambling. He throws. It's complete and taken down at the 8-yard line is Brad Moyer. Tackled by Troy Hamilton, and the Barons pick up the first down, and they have goal to go inside the 10 down to the 7. Middletown in its last four games, Steel High, East Pennsboro, Juniata, and possibly right now have given up that one and only touchdown late in the game. First and goal to go on the Middletown 7. Baxter split. Bartow, option. Give to Eisenhower. Off right tackle, and he pushes his way down to the three. He pushed his way even down to the one.
Well, the Manhunt Central offense just opened a great hole for him. It looks like, I think Mike Dagan had to make the stop for Middletown coming out of the secondary.
They're going to spot the football on the Middletown two. About a yard and a half, you could say. Second and goal to go. Baxter split. Ends are in tight. Motion to the near side by Guy. They give to Eisenhower, and he's stacked up at the line of scrimmage by Strohecker. And Troy Hamilton, only about a half-yard gain on the carry. It will bring up a third and goal to go on the one. Nothing, Middletown leading it for the Triple A Championship. Third and one for Manheim Central. Baxter split wide to the right side. Bartow on the option to give to Eisenhower, and he's in for the touchdown. And the Manheim Central fans, you thought would won the Super Bowl or something. And a good effort defensively, though, by the Middletown second unit, defensive unit. And the Barons have avoided a shutout. For the last 4 weeks, Middletown has carried a shutout all the way down to the closing moments before giving up the points. No matter, Middletown's about to win. The extra point kick attempted by Kevin Gantz. Snap, hold, the kick is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 2:16 remaining. Fourth quarter, Middletown 33, Manheim Central 7. You're listening to the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Smitty's Restaurant of downtown Middletown says good luck to the Blue Raiders. Smitty's Restaurant has homemade cooking ranging from seafood to steak, from pasta to dessert. They even have daily specials, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's Smitty's Restaurant at the corner of South Union and Ann Streets in Middletown.
Welcome back, Hershey Park Stadium. John Wulsbach, Andy Hoover, Steve Leedy down the field doing a superb job. Sweeney Murdy and Todd Brubaker. Todd on the Middletown sideline, Sweeney on the Manheim Central sideline. The Barons have avoided a shutout. Middletown leads 33-7. The crowd reacted quite enthusiastically, Andy. You would have thought Manheim Central went ahead in this game or something. But nonetheless, they trail by 26, and they are kicking from our right to left at 91.1 on your FM dial. And they give a little bouncer to the near side, and Brian Boyd with a nice grab on the onside kick, and he falls at the 45. Brian Boyd has been simply phenomenal the last second half of this season.
That ball just bounced right into his hands. It was wobbling kind of funny. He was able to hold on to it. Just went down. And Middletown now has a chance to run out the clock.
Middletown saw some scouts this week. Bucknell, Villanova, and University of Maryland had some scouts at the practice. And a couple of them asked me, that's 77 there, which is Brian Boyd. What grade's he in? And I said, junior. So they got to wait another year. They give him the backfield, and falling in the backfield is Tom Maxwell on the belly dive. Maxwell, a strong fullback, but got tripped up. It's a loss of 2, second and 12 for Middletown. They have the football on their own 44. Clock counting in a minute, 32 remaining in the game. 33-7, Middletown ready to defeat Manheim Central. We're going to have post-game interviews after a while. Stick around, we'll let the Middletown fans and the Middletown team and Coach Etchie settle down a little bit after the game before we try getting some comments after the game here. And we found that to be successful against Elizabethtown 2 years ago. Waited a little while and then it finally calmed down and able to talk a little bit longer. But we'll have the interviews most likely Scott Souders and Scott Eberle and a couple other Middletown players who did a superb job tonight, second and 17 for the Middletown second offensive unit. Now the football on their own 39 and the backs are split. Rusty Keating, the quarterback, to give up the middle to Tom Maxwell, who has been used as pretty much the scout man this week. He gets his way up to about the 45, almost back to the original line of scrimmage as the clock counts under a minute. It's a third and 12 for Middletown.
Well, John, that penalty was interesting. The center now is Dale Moore, and when he went to the line of scrimmage, he picked up the ball, which is illegal. That's what the penalty call was. Also, you said earlier about Brian Boyd. He did win honorable mention in Mid-Penn Division II All-Stars. That did almost the whole Middletown team.
Shipper is wide to the left. Lupp and Maxwell are split in the backfield. Quarterback Rusty Keating, third and 12. The give is to Maxwell, left tackle, breaks a big hole and then gets out to the 50. And that should do it. It's a fourth down and about six for Middletown, but they don't have to run another play because the clock is counting at 15 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. And Middletown players are headbutting and hugging, and they know they have this. Todd, if you can turn your microphone on over there, let's get the Middletown crowd on the far sideline. And the Middletown Blue Raiders are the 1988 District 3 AAA football champions. They defeat Mannheim Central 33-7 in a big whomping victory tonight. Scott Eberle, three touchdowns. One from the pass, two from the ground. Chad Durr, two touchdown passes. Scott Sowers received the other one. Chad Durr also on a touchdown carry. And we will be on the field for the awards ceremony and the post-game interviews. Both teams are out shaking hands at midfield.
Well, John, last year at this time, this was the biggest thing. But now you got the state championships coming. Middletown certainly happy with this. So they'd be happier with the state championship.
Todd Brubaker will have the microphone down there during the awards ceremony. Let's go down the field to Todd Brubaker.
Baby.
Coach, congratulations. Second district championship 3 years.
Thank you. Kids did a heck of a job tonight. They deserve it. The seniors, these seniors are have been champions one way or another 3 years in a row.
I tell you what, I think the coaches deserve it too. That was a great defensive game plan tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's Coach Jesse. I'll tell you what, it's getting crazy down here, and I love it. I'm going to try to work back in and out here and
okay.
Get some more interviews as
we'll
the time goes on.
We'll
okay.
Also be working with Sweeney Murdy, who is on the Mannheim Central sideline, as those players will soon be consoled by Coach Mike Williams. Middletown fans are going to the far sideline, and the crowd is screaming, hoopla, and going crazy. Todd Brubaker is at midfield.
Down here with Coach Bob Pelletier. Bob, little insight on tonight's game.
Well, basically, we saw that they weren't picking up the stunts in the middle good against Conestoga Valley, and, you know, that's our best stunting game is that backer stunt right at the middle. You know, and more or less, we just scouted them, good scouting. You know, coaches work hard, you know, during the week looking at film. I wasn't there all week because I had basketball, you know, but did a hard job looking at the films, you know, and we just picked up some things that we thought we could do again.
Well, it seems sort of amazing. Scott Eberle's injury last week, and he really couldn't even walk on the field. This week, superb game.
It's just mental, I'd say. Mental. He's ready for the game. You know, it's just them injury hip pointers are terrible. You know, nice nagging injuries, but I believe, you know, it's just all mental.
Well, congratulations, Bob. We'll see you next week. Okay, John, back to you.
Bobby Pelletier, the Middletown assistant football coach. They're having the award ceremony for the runner-up Mannheim Central Barons on the near side. Todd Brubaker is making his way to the far side of the field where the Middletown team is huddled around Middletown head football coach Dennis Etze and some media over there. Todd's going to be cutting in again very shortly with some player interviews on the far side of the field before Middletown gets the awards ceremony. We will be joining the public address announcer for those announcements. Middletown getting ready to line up across the 40-yard line. 33-7, Middletown victorious tonight. And Middletown will advance to the state semifinal at Allentown Bethlehem Liberty High School next Saturday afternoon. The game should be either 1 o'clock or 1:30. We will have the game. If there are business sponsors out there who would like to sponsor the game, call us Monday morning at 948-3398. They are still running down the runners-up, Mannheim Central. Middletown getting ready to line up across the near side. And the Raider crowd still sticking around. So are some of the Mannheim Central fans. Raiders are now converging out around the 40. We'll try to get more comments a little later on from Dennis Etsy once he gets a little calmed down. Sweeney Murray's going to be talking with Mannheim Central coach Mike Williams eventually, and of course we're going to be hearing from some players in just a couple moments. Now they're announcing the Middletown players of the 1988 district championship team, and let's join that.
Number 12, Scott Everly. Number 16, Ernest Foltz. Number 18, Jerry Burkett. Number 19, Thomas Maxwell. Number 21, James Shipper. Number 22, Michael Dagan. Number 23, Eugene Lakin. Number 24, Troy Hamilton. Number 25, Douglas Hunter. Number 26, Christopher Lupp. Number 29, Mark Wasilewski. Number 31, Scott Souders. Number 40, David Miller. Number 42, Brad Kleinfelder. Number 43, Robert Flegel. Number 45, Jamie Holstein. Number 49, Russ Strohacker. Number 50, Jason Warren. Number 51, Gregory Zimmerman. Number 54, Jeffrey Rhine. Number 55, Dale Moore. Number 60, John Hamlin. Number 64, Craig Thomas. Number 65, Scott Strohacker. Number 66, David Etter. Number 68, Christopher Clouser. Number 72, Edward Schultes. Number 73, John Moore. Number 77, Brian Boyd. Number 79, Robert Boyd. Number 84, Todd Kleinfelder. Number 85, Ricky Snyder. Number 86, Michael Zuby. Number 88, Arthur Korsininski. And number 59, Randy Dorman. And now, with a representative of the Middletown Blue Raider football team meeting the center field to accept the championship trophy from Ed Bruner, District 3 chairman.
Todd Brubaker is around the Middletown team as Ed Bruner presents the District 3 AAA championship trophy. Todd, can we go out there and see if we can get some comments from Middletown's Ed Bruner as he gets ready to present the trophy out around the 45 or so.
I'll wait till he makes the presentation.
Okay.
Middletown
is lined up. A lot of fans on the field for Mannheim Central. They're consoling the Barons. Dennis Etsy still hasn't finished putting the medals around his players. Giving each one a hug on the far side of the field. He's about 7 or 8 shy yet of completing that task. Looks like Tad Jones just picked him up in the air. And John Moore also over there. John was injured earlier in the game. And what a heck of a job these guys have done. Middletown head football coach Dennis Etsy is second district title in 3 years.
Feels weird having football continue now after this, John.
Sure does, and it's getting colder. Talking up here in the booth, high above the press box, and I can see the steam every breath I take.
Hopefully we can get some closed press boxes with heaters next week.
And Middletown is converging around the championship trophy out on the 40, 45-yard line. Our MVPs tonight, offensively, Scott Everly, and defensively, Scott Souders. Scott Souders with 4 sacks on the night, and boy, was he awesome. Manheim Central players still standing out around their own 45 or so, and I know Sweeney Murdy's hunting down Mike Williams, coach of Manheim Central. Manheim Central has nothing to be upset about. They won the Section 2 title, the Lancaster-Lebanon League, made it here to the district championship, but close but no cigar.
John, this again raises the questions of, oh, we got two of Todd Brubaker now down on the field.
Go down to Todd.
I'd like to get you on here, Mr. Bruner. I'm down here with Ed Bruner from Middletown. Hey, second victory in 3 years for Middletown.
This is exciting. Is John up there with us?
Yes, he is.
John, how you doing, brother? I tell people these are exciting times.
That's right.
We made history tonight.
Sure
the
did.
First 3A team to go into state tournament. Isn't that nice?
It sure is.
These kids deserve it, and Mr. Etch and his staff are very deserving because we got a good bunch of kids, and regardless of what happens next weekend, we're going to be proud of them. And I'd like to thank the radio station and all you folks for the games. I like to listen to you better than I do any other radio station.
We appreciate
Keep
that.
Up the good work. Thank you, John.
All righty. Thank you,
Mr. Bruner.
Of course, welcome those who are tuning in as they leave the stadium here. Middletown victorious tonight, 33-7 over Manheim Central.